Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
My name is Sheikh Zaid Al-Salami.
A few years ago, I started the course of wanting to commentate on a very important book that I believe is something that would be useful for everyone who reads it, and that is the book Mafatih Al-Hayat, written by Ayatollah Al-Uzma Al-Sheikh Jawadi Amuli. I think that if we adjust our method of living and somehow realize that there is a greater purpose in this dunya, that we have a future, and our future is not in this material world, but in a spiritual realm, that there are things going to be waiting for us in Barzakh, that there are things that will be waiting for us on Judgment Day, we will be more attentive and we will be paying more attention to our conduct and our behavior. I also think that one of the things that I genuinely benefited from in this book is that level of harmony that Islam has, that kind of conformity, that everything falls in its place as far as our life is concerned, as far as our behavior and conduct is concerned. Which means even though I need to be very personal in my ibadah and my worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, however, I also need to be considerate when it comes to my neighbor, when it comes to my family members, when it comes to my society. I can be a very ambitious individual, but never at the cost of destroying my relationship with those who are around me. And so it all falls in place as far as that greater scheme, that greater plan that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has for us. And also, I think that something that we've seen as a continuous theme is being productive people, contributing in the best way towards society, wherever we may be. And if we live in a Muslim society, we have a responsibility. But when we live as Muslims in a non-Muslim society, we have a greater responsibility. And that means that we need to be walking on the tip of our toes. We need to be more considerate. We need to be more loyal. We need to be more respectable. We need to make sure that we represent our faith in everything that we say and in everything that we do. And of course, you won't be able to do that if you don't educate yourself, if you don't learn about affairs of your religion. Anyway, continuing on with ways of us understanding the good and the bad as far as days are concerned, organizing our affairs, making sure that we have good time management, making sure that we know that there is a good time to work, there is a good time to do certain things, there is a bad time to work, there is a bad time to do certain things. How about when it comes to something like a custom, something like a tradition, something like a cultural practice? In general, we understand that if it doesn't conflict with the Islamic precepts, if it doesn't conflict with the Sharia, with issues of halal and haram, there is nothing wrong with it. Unless it is culturally against our Islamic culture, or unless it introduces you to other certain kind of haram things. When Sheikh Jawadi Amuli mentions this, as far as the sunan are concerned, as far as traditions are concerned, the first thing that he discusses is the custom, the Persian custom, the old ancient Iranian custom of Nowruz. And he discusses that there are hadith, there are traditions that speak in favor of Nowruz. There are traditions that speak against Nowruz. But all in all, there are certain things in Nowruz that can be taken as something good, especially Silatul Rahim, especially when the topic of observing of kin is taken as a very valuable act in the whole custom of Nowruz.
Ayatollah Javadi Amali, the author of the book Mafatihul Hayat, The Keys of Life. This book, Mafatih, ought to be in two volumes. One volume, the present volume, Mafatihul Janan, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc. But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree. Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam, who has stressed out the reward for praying, has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Silatul Arham tuzakkil a'mal wa tunmi al-amwal. Subhanallah, by you honoring your kin. And if you remember, we discussed what kin meant. Your immediate family, of course, that goes without saying. Then your extended family, your relatives as well. Then anyone who somehow is a part of your life. تُنَمِّي الْأَمْوَالِ. Not only does it purify your deeds, but it will also increase your wealth. By you observing Silatul Rahim, and we said that you don't need to see your relatives on a daily basis. Every once in a while, send them a salam, but make sure you don't be قَاطِعُ الرَّحِمِ. تُنَمِّي الْأَمْوَالِ وَتَدْفَعُ الْبَلْوَى. And it repels misfortunes and calamities. وَتُسَيِّرُ الْحِسَابِ وَتُنْسِي فِي الْأَجَلِ. And it will make your hisab good and easy, and it will also prolong or delay what is destined for you and your fate, among many of the ahadith that speak about that. Then there are other kind of like Persian related celebrations that Sheikh Jawadi Amuli mentions, and he gives the positive side of these things, that if they are a sunnah that can be taken as good, then there's nothing wrong with that. If not, then of course it should be something that is to be avoided. Sheikh Jawadi then discusses fal, and fal or al-tafa'ul, tafa'ulu bil khayri tajidu, which means thinking positive or foretelling. تَفَعَلُوا بِالْخَيْرِ تَجِدُوهُ means thinking, think positive about good, and then and you'll find it. But here, فَال or تَفَاؤُل basically, or تَطَيُّر basically means soothsaying, foretelling, fortune-telling, drawing lots. And sometimes you do this through istikhara. Sometimes a person wants to do istikhara. Sometimes a person wants to do it through فَالَ حَافِز, for example. Whatever the case may be, you want to get a little bit of a hint as to what's ahead of you. Does it mean that you are rejecting the fate and destiny Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given for you? Does it mean that you are relying on something other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? None of these things, of course. But this is a topic on its own that is interesting to get into. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi tahirin.
Driving past, walking fast, to the field of dreams, hear the children scream.
There was the Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.